Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's face it. On the seventh day of Christmas, we may not be swimming with swans, but we're all of us gathered here today to continue to celebrate the coming of Jesus, the coming of the Christ child, the coming of the Word made flesh who lives among us. And in our gospel story today, we watch as Joseph and Mary, since they had to be in Bethlehem and were so close to Jerusalem, they brought baby Jesus to the temple to be presented to the Lord as it is written in the law. Now, as pious Jews, Mary and Joseph, who had been visited by angels themselves and then visited by shepherds who had been visited by angels, it made sense for them then to present Jesus to the Lord there at the temple. Little did they know that when they arrived at the temple, they would meet two more angels, quote unquote, Simeon and Anna. Now, we must remember Joseph and Mary had been dragged from their homes for the sake of a Roman census tax. They were made to travel when Mary was great with child. And that child came, which I'll bet changed their census tax. There we are. But in the middle of all of that came the opportunity they took today, and that was to present their baby Jesus at the temple and for Mary to go through her purification at the temple before they returned to Nazareth. And as they walked up the stairs to enter into the temple, they met Simeon, who had been waiting for them for a long time. Now, it had been revealed to Simeon that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah. Think about that revelation. The day that revelation came to him, Simeon started looking for the Messiah. As he walked through town, as he worshiped at the temple, as he bought groceries, as he hung out with his family, as he watched people walking in and around, he was always on the lookout for the Messiah. As candidates came to Jerusalem and sort of nominated themselves as the newest Messiah of the month, Simeon went to see. And as he recognized that they were not the Messiah, Simeon never lost hope. He never gave up. God had promised, and that promise from God gave Simeon hope. Now, I don't know for how long that Simeon lived with that promise, but our gospel today says that the Spirit guided Simeon to the temple the day that Joseph and Mary and Jesus came. This man who had been on the lookout for God's chosen one recognized that baby at once. Gathering the child in his arms, he joyously sang, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word." You can hear Simeon, "Lord, I've seen him. I can die in peace," is what he was singing. Going on, he continued, "For I have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all people, a light for the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." Simeon knew that the Messiah was not only God's gift for Israel, but was really a blessing for all the world, for every people, and he sang that truth in joy. Now, if you have ever brought your infant child to church, you know the great number of people who will gather around and make complete fools of themselves looking at the beautiful infant you brought with them. It's what we do. That's one of those cool things, right? They will sit there and they will fawn all over that baby. Now, Simeon wasn't just fawning over Jesus. He was proclaiming. And as he gave Jesus back to his parents, he told them that their son was going to bring about falling and rising for many, but that he was Savior, Messiah, chosen to bring salvation. And then Simeon departed in peace. Maybe he did go off to tell stories about Wumpledoo the wheezing whale, or to tell stories of the child that he had helped. the one who had come to save the world. But Simeon went in peace, in joy, excited by all that had happened. But then Anna was there too, and Anna came with joy. Anna was a widow who, it appears, lived in the area of the temple and had done so for years, decades even. She had dedicated her life to worship and fasting, to prayer and praise. Being at the temple was an everyday occurrence in her life. And Anna heard Simeon as he sang with joy. Anna heard the joy in Simeon's voice. She heard the expectation. She heard the culmination. She heard the happiness as well as the trepidation. Hearing Simeon sing of salvation. Hearing Simeon sing of salvation for all people. Anna took up that praise. She added her voice, her life, to Simeon and to the shepherds and to the angel host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people on earth. You see, both Simeon and Anna had lived lives of hope. Now, in this story, they know that they can depart in peace. That's a powerful phrase, depart in peace. Now, there are times when I personally think of that phrase only in relation to passing and death. I spoke that phrase. I spoke Simeon's song standing at the bedside in the hospital as my father took his final breath. It's a powerful phrase for moments like that. But I also use that phrase with communion helpers, as we then get to go and share our Lord's body and blood with all who come to this table. It's a powerful phrase for moments like that as well. I also believe that this phrase gives us our mission on this seventh day of Christmas. We have gathered to continue to bask in the celebration of Jesus' birth. We gather so that we can hear of God's love for us, so we can respond to that love in songs and prayers, so that we can find strength and joy, patience and peace. Like Anna, we are here to worship. And like Anna, Simeon's song comes to us. It comes through the air, and we are swept up in the joy, in the struggle, and in those prophetic moments. We get to add our voices and our lives to those who have been filled with the joy of incarnation, filled with the wonder of the Word made flesh, filled with the glory of the Christ child. But as we have gathered, so too must we depart. We can't just stay here like it looks like Anna did at the temple. So as we go from this place, may we depart in peace. I don't mean that we should all go home and die, all right? But rather, I think that we should go so that we can greet life in the peace from God, in the peace that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the peace of Christ passes understanding so that even when the world is aligned against us, we can find peace. The peace of Christ is given not as the world gives. We can't earn it and we don't deserve it, but in the peace of Christ, the peace of God is ours as a gift. So as we depart on this seventh day of Christmas, may we go in peace serving the Lord. May we go with Christ into the world to celebrate God's gift, to live God's forgiveness, to share the love of God with all people. And may we go into the world with hope and make God's vision for our world filled with grace into our mission today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.